Welcome to the Fundraising Podcast brought to you by Charitable, the app and agency that's here to help you connect with your donors, fundraise well, and increase your impact. Join us as we dive into the world of fundraising strategy for charities and not-for-profits. From building trust to storytelling, marketing, innovation, and expanding your supporter base, we're here to help charities level up their fundraising game. Together, let's increase charitable giving and make the world a better place for the most vulnerable.
Well, hello and welcome to season 3 of the Fundraising Podcast by Charitable. It is Mike Gore here in the studio with Joss Gotto.
It is so good to be back for another season. How are you doing?
I feel good. It feels a little bit like this podcast seems to be just me and interchanging out other women.
Well, we'll get some men on here soon enough, I'm sure. It's probably actually very reflective. There's a lot of women who work in the charity space, so
I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure it doesn't feel like this revolving door of Mike Gore and women.
I'm not really sure what else to do about that other than to bring on some male guests.
Or just do one with you and Jordan.
Yes, we could do that too. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's where we should head.
Yeah. I think, okay.
I feel like that's an easy solution.
Season 4. Yes. 5 and 6.
Sounds good. Well, everybody, it is good to have you back. My hope is the podcast has been helpful, instructive, sort of able to be consumed in bite-sized pieces. I mean, one of the things I've been most excited about, Joss, is the fact that we've heard feedback from people who say, look, we listen to it with our team. It's so good. And yeah. So we may not see the numbers on it, but actually we sit down with our team, we work through the content, we feel like we're getting better at what we do. And for me, that's super encouraging because alongside that, it's also led to all of the inbound inquiries around help with fundraising or trying to embed or implement the principles we've learned. So please, if you do need any help with that, then reach out. We'd love to, through our charitable agency, help you learn. I mean, no obligations, no strings attached, but if you want to find out how to apply any of the stuff we talk about, then just reach out to us. We always love to help.
Yeah, we're actually so passionate about that. And one of the reasons why we keep these episodes, we try to keep these episodes short and concise, is that we have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience in the charity space, but oftentimes you can read a book and sometimes you feel like you get to the end of like a 200-page book and feel like that book could have just been like 40 pages long. So we want to like make the most of your time, just give you the best content we can in really short bursts so that you can go and apply it and learn from it without all of the other faff, which now I feel like I'm faffing a little bit at the top end. So let's jump into season 3. It is all about innovation.
There's some faff in that too. Word innovation.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Gets thrown around a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it is faffy.
It is faffy. But I feel like it's something that we need to talk about in the charity space because a lot of the time we talk about this business innovation, there's all this tech innovation, which we've kind of been a part of. But I also think there's a place for innovation in the not-for-profit world.
Yeah, look, I think that the reality is that innovation, in my view, Joss, I'm passionate, you know, about the word reductive. I always like to just say we so often overcomplicate the simple, and having a reductive lens is so important. Yeah. So just speaking to someone like they're a real person matters, and innovation is one of those classic words and concepts that I feel like people like to overcomplicate because it gives them their own sense of self-worth.
Yeah, totally.
But for me, the best definition, I think, of innovation, to be honest, it's simply about simplification. You don't actually need to be edgy to innovate. You don't need to necessarily be unique, right? What I do think is that you simply need to be functional. So one of the things I think is an interesting way of looking at it, but
I think it's one of the best lessons that you've ever taught me because I remember working in a charity with you years and years and years ago and you would bang on about functional innovation because I think when we hear the word innovation, we think like we start dreaming like so big, which is a great thing, but you can't end big. You have to figure out how is this actually functional? How is it relevant to what we're doing? So anyways, it's a great lesson and please continue on.
You just don't need to be edgy to innovate. You just simply need to be functional. Yeah. So as weird as it sounds, if you make it easier to drop the kids off at school of a morning, you're innovative.
Yeah.
If you make it quicker to clean the house, you're innovative.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you find a way to do any task quicker at work, it's a form of innovation.
Yeah, totally.
Innovation is simply simplification.
Yeah.
And I think that that's unbelievably important because we get so caught up in the world of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That when it gets translated into charities, we can run away with this notion of innovation that is out of touch.
Yeah.
With the world, with the reality of the concept, and becomes incredibly complex and overcomplicated.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in business and in charity, you really, like, I think we've got this idea that innovation really is just like the cutting edge, it's the next thing, but I don't believe that that's true. In business and in charity life, you can still be innovative when you are serving the donors that you already have. You're serving like an established kind of market. Absolutely. As it is. Your idea is not the only one of its type. It's okay if your kind of innovation in your charity or your business is something that's been done before. It doesn't have to be this new fandangled thing that no one's ever heard of. And like you said, even just with cutting corners with, you know, finding new ways to do school drop-off or to clean the house, it's actually just something that removes barriers and makes life easier, makes something easier, makes it easier for people to engage with you. And I guess then it really is just like you're simplifying a process. That's what innovation can be.
And I think the sort of the second point you mentioned there, that's one of the great pitfalls of innovation.
Yeah.
Is people say to you, well, unless you're unique, you're not innovative.
Yeah.
And I can't stress enough, it is nothing to do with that. Innovation is about simplification.
Yeah.
So you think about campaigns or appeals.
Yeah.
To be innovative, you don't have to be unique. Mm. You need to find a more efficient, a more simplified approach to it. And that is a form of what I would call functional innovation.
Totally. Do you want to talk to that point a little bit about, like, with the charitable app, which is like another side of our business, what your experience has been in that, like, uniqueness question?
Yeah, I think being in that startup world now for a little while, to be honest, the question that I think if you're in a startup land or if you're even internally listening to this podcast thinking about being innovative, the moment someone asks you this question, I mean, this is the question everyone asks entrepreneurs, what makes you unique?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think if you ever hear that question, run, because that person is more than likely a wantrepreneur or a faffapreneur, as you would call them, Joss.
I don't know that anyone's used that word ever.
But the reality is that it's not actually about what makes you unique.
Yeah.
The key question to success, and for all of us listening to the podcast, is not what makes you unique, but where are you going to place it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the difference. There's a heck of a lot of money in the world to be made at 2, 3, and 4 in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But too often in life, we miss out on dreams, and we'll get to those in one of the next episodes about dreaming big, seeing big, and building big. But too often we miss out on that simply because we say, well, we're not unique enough.
Yeah.
And if we're not the only one of our type in the world, we're not going to do it. And I'm like, please don't fall victim to that. Your campaigns can be unbelievably innovative if they are functional and you simplify processes.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, not only will you be transformative, but that is a form of innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm wondering if you could do something for us. I remember years ago you taught me a lesson about living in the top right. Could you maybe explain? And maybe we'll get a graphic or a downloadable to go with this and we'll put it in the show notes for the visual for what this lesson is. But can you talk to us about what it means to live in the top right?
So I'd often say that we always want to, when running charities, we want to build for where the market is, but we want to plan for where it's going.
Yeah.
Really important,
yeah,
right? Because people will often say that innovation happens outside the box. You'll hear people coach and develop people on that all the time.
Yeah.
To be innovative, you must be an
out-of-the-box thinker.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whereas I would like to say, for anyone listening, if you picture an A4 sheet of paper on the table, innovation actually happens in the top right of that piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right, so that piece of paper represents your current business. It represents all the boundaries, all the branding guidelines, all of the stuff that you currently do within your charity.
Mm.
People say to be truly innovative, you have to be outside of that box, right? Outside of the paper.
Yeah.
The wrestle with that is the moment you jump outside of that, you lose people.
Yeah.
Because other people in leadership, marketing, or internal people you need to get on board start thinking, well, that doesn't fit, right? Whereas I would always challenge people in any of the leadership businesses I've ever been in, I would simply say, hey, just live top right, live top right. Because true innovation, it actually happens within the current box you work, but at the very top right-hand corner of that. And so as an example for the charitable app is that I remember when we first started it, I said to you, our box is like a 1 centimeter box.
Yeah.
Right, it's tiny.
It was tiny.
We have no resources. We have a big vision. But for us, functional innovation is now simply being able to take a donation through an app.
Yeah.
And if we can live there and solve that, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it's like a pinch and zoom on your phone,
totally.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
The box starts to expand. And so when I challenged you to say live top right, well, we solved that and then the box expanded.
Yeah.
Right. And then it went from there to being things like monthly giving.
Yeah.
And that was a big challenge and we lived top right. And then it went from there to being like shareability.
Yeah.
And outside of that box would be now things like digital currencies.
Yeah.
It could be things like, and they're like well and truly outside of the box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But we're not going to chase those.
Yeah.
Because they are non-functional innovation.
Yeah.
We're living top right. And as we get to that top right, the box expands.
Yeah.
And I think that's the real key. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. And I can remember actually an example from years ago when we were working together in a charity. We had landed this deal with a new kind of partner and we hadn't worked with them before. They were a really cool brand, really kind of edgy in their design. We wanted to be able to speak to that in what we were doing with them. And we kind of like the team that I was leading, like it was called a key partnerships team. We came up with this concept and we took it to you. And it was outside of the box. And I think, in just the world, in life, you often think outside the box is, yes, that's good, that's innovative. But it actually just didn't make any sense.
Mm.
And I feel like not only do you you start innovating for like innovation's sake, but you can actually lose donors on that journey because what we were doing was we weren't evolving the brand inside what was already existing. We were basically coming up with a totally new thing. And it's like you lose people on that, in that when you can't live in the top right and use the top right to push you out there. Your brand could actually end up there, but you need to take people on that journey of like pushing the brand outwards to begin with.
Well, the most effective creativity and innovation happens within constraint.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I don't think people realize that.
Yeah.
Because they think, hey, I've got to be outside of it. I've got to be free form. I've got to be totally free. And I'm like, no. The greatest form of creativity and innovation happens with constraint, with boundaries.
Yeah.
And those boundaries might be brand guidelines. They might be current donor base demographics.
Yeah.
They might be different pathways that you have and different channels that are working.
Yeah.
But innovation happens within constraint.
Yeah.
And what you brought to me back in the day was innovation without constraint.
Yeah.
And the problem was that you were living up to them by the world lens on innovation.
Yeah.
But in my view, in the middle of that, you were running the risk of things like inefficiency and waste cost,
right?
A loss of internal buy-in and team culture, a disconnect with donors,
also lose the one key word in marketing, relevance.
Absolutely.
Like it starts to become irrelevant what you're doing because you're just trying to do something fun and cool for the sake of it rather than really strategically thinking about how do we take this brand, this campaign, our marketing, like what's one step we could take to evolve this, not 10.
And so that's my challenge to anyone listening today as we talk about innovation. And because I'm acutely aware of the faffiness of the word innovation, I don't want this episode to draw on.
Yeah.
The reality is, in my view, innovation is about functional innovation. It's about living top right, remembering that the best forms of creativity and innovation, they happen within constraint. And so when it comes to planning your next campaign, when it comes to dreaming up the next pivot or the next iteration of anything you're doing, remember, you don't actually have to be unique to be innovative.
Mm.
Right? The reality is that there is innovation lies in simplification. Right, and that's all you need to do. How do you simplify and find transformation? And in that process, you will find innovation.
Yeah. So in the show notes of this episode, we're going to pop a coaching question. We're also going to pop that kind of guide to think about functional innovation.
Yeah.
And we'd love for you guys as listeners and as people who are working in the fundraising and not-for-profit charity space, do this exercise. Do it for yourself. Do it with your team. And we'd love to know how you go with it.
Absolutely. I mean, let me think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this podcast now, I'd love to think through what's the most innovative thing you've seen a charity do? And I want you to think of maybe two of those and ask yourself, hey, was that top right or was that outside of the box?
Mm.
When was the last time you saw something that you went, hey, that's really cool, but actually I feel, you know, that intuition, that sort of gut check where you're like, I feel like they've missed the mark.
Mm.
That to me is usually innovation that's happened outside of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you see that, just challenge yourself and say, how would I have brought that back to top right if I was them?
Mm.
Right? How would I have got that? It's just gone. It's like what you brought me back in the day.
Yeah, totally.
It's just gone beyond the borders.
How do you simplify it?
How do you bring it back in to top right? And so start challenging yourself to see the world in the top right sense. Who's living top right? Who's left the box? How would you bring them back? Because as you start solving problems for others, you'll find you're increasing competency for yourself. And so innovation as simplification, it sounds great, but all too often we can be afraid to simplify. So another thing you could think through are, well, what do you think or why do you think we're afraid to simplify?
Mm.
I think sometimes our own personal well-being or self-belief can be caught up in that. We yeah, sort of totally. Think, hey, if we make this process too simple for our charity, well, actually maybe we're doing a disservice to the cause or the purpose or the project or the people.
Mm.
But my challenge is, no. Don't fall victim to that. What would it look like to simplify? And if you're finding that a sort of a grating question, just pause and ask yourself, man, what grates me about that?
Mm. I have a question for you just to end the episode on. I'll put you on the spot here. But if some of our listeners perhaps are thinking about bringing an innovative idea to their organization or to their role, do you have any advice on how that they could successfully pitch that to a leader who is most focused on maybe even on the past or on the conservative things? This is the way we've always done it, so this is the way we're going to do it. What would you say to a team member who has those ideas and about how to approach that with their boss or team leader?
It's a great question, and my first thought is don't use the word innovation.
Yeah, it's actually true.
Yeah, it's just like it is true. It's not meant to be funny. It's not meant to be sort of a piss take or anything. It's the reality is.
Yeah.
It is such a laden word.
It is. It can be inflammatory.
Correct. Yeah. So my number one advice is, these principles and tips and techniques that we teach on this podcast, they are unbelievably effective if you apply them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to innovation, again, back to our episode, hey, learn to live top right.
Yeah.
Learn to simplify.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you don't have to go and preach that to the masses. Hey, we're innovative. But what you'll know is that, hey, if you're living top right within constraint, right, within branding guidelines, but you're living in that top right-hand corner, my advice is, or my belief is, you'll land more of the influence you want.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're not trying to be outside the box. Don't use the word innovation.
Yeah.
But for yourself, you know it is.
Yeah.
Because you're living in the top right.
Yeah.
And so if you have ideas that are simplifying a process that are truly top right, pitch the idea.
Mm.
Don't worry about innovation.
Mm.
The moment you start using that word, you will have people see them put their defenses up.
Yeah.
And I think if you can learn to simply live top right, articulate it well, simplify, you will find true innovation for your charity.
Yeah, I fully agree. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Fundraising Podcast by Charitable. We will catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Fundraising Podcast. We're Charitable and we love all things fundraising. If you want to keep the conversation going, be sure to follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Charitable without the E. Reach out to us, send us a DM. We'd love to connect with you and maybe even work with your charity to help you level up your fundraising. Until next time, thanks for making the world a better place. Charitable, the easy way to give.